Beloved Swami, may we lay our lives for you, may we live our lives for you, may we be good and useful instruments for you, and may we become like you more and more with each passing day. Om Sri Sai Ram, and a very good afternoon to you, Mr. Gary Belts, Chairman of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, Dr. Narendra Nath Reddy, Chairman of the Prashanti Council, Mr. Nimish Pandya, All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Members of the Prashanti Council, Members of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, Distinguished Guests, Respected Elders, Ladies and Gentlemen, and Fellow Youth. Welcome to the graduation ceremony of the second batch of candidates of the Sri Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program. Today marks the successful conclusion of a six-month-long journey for these young leaders seated at the front. Today's ceremony consists of an address by the chair of the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Committee, a talk by a graduate, a music offering, and finally, the conferment of certificates to this year's graduates. The opening address is given by Mr. Devish Tankaria, Chair of the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program. Devish completed his Bachelor of Science Honours in Computer Science from the Royal Holloway University, University of London in the United Kingdom. He currently works for the United Kingdom Government Home Office as a senior field officer in the field of government strategy and policy. Devish has received many recognition awards for his contribution from government ministers, including the Prime Minister and other senior officials. Last year, Devish was recognized by his government as one of the top 50 aspiring leaders of 2015. Devish has actively served in the Satya Sai International Organization, particularly with young adults. He is currently a member of the Satya Sai International Youth Council and has served as the Deputy Zone Youth Coordinator for Zone 9A and currently for Zone 7. He is also a member of the Zone 7 Council. Miss Maria Seleni Ricard Asensio will follow thereafter with a talk. Seleni Ricard is from the South American country of Argentina. She first set her eyes upon the beautiful physical form of Bhagawan at the age of 10. She has since grown up in the Satya Sai International Organization in Argentina, and she now serves as an SSE teacher and is also the National Youth Coordinator. Seleni is a first-class honours graduate in communication sciences. After working as a journalist in print, radio and television, she is now working for the government of Santa Fe province in Argentina. She is responsible for the communications of the Development Secretariat. Seleni was in the inaugural batch of graduates of the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program. She is here today to not only speak about the program, but also share her personal journey, personal learning journey from it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Devish Tankaria and Ms. Seleni Ricard.
Devish Bhagwan, I offer my most loving pranams at your divine lotus feet. Dear Gary Belts, Chairman of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, Dr. Narendra Nath Reddy, Chairman of the Prashanti Council, Sri Nimish Pandya, All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, respected elders, brothers and sisters, Jai Sai Ram. In his divine discourse during the Satya Sai World Youth Conference in 1997, Bhagwan lovingly said, "As future citizens of the world, the youth should awaken their noble heritage and honor the sacred duty to promote the welfare of the world, progress and peace." On the 14th of January 2000, Bhagwan proclaimed, "The youth of today are the future leaders of the nation and architects of the new society. The future of the nation depends on its youth. The primary duty of the youth is to render service to society. The physical and mental strength of the youth is the foundation on which a nation is built." At the conclusion of the third Satya Sai World Youth Conference in 2007, Bhagwan blessed an important initiative in the development and integration of the youth program within the Satya Sai International Organization. The International Youth Council and Zone Youth Coordinators were appointed and convened as a committee of the Prashanti Council. One of the important roles of the International Youth Council was to provide opportunities for the youth to interact and learn from senior officers and members of the Satya Sai International Organization so that the youth of today will be ready to become the leaders of tomorrow. The ideal Satya Sai youth leader is one who has full faith in Satya Sai Baba's teachings, has established the practice of self-inquiry, and has the capacity for self-leadership and self-management. Satya Sai youth recognize the importance of work-life balance and inner peace. They possess a range of well-developed skills in problem-solving, interpersonal communication, and organizational skills. Most important, they are committed to practicing the teachings of Satya Sai Baba. Continuing the steady evolution of Satya Sai youth programs, the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program began formal development in 2014, and the first training modules began to be offered to youth leaders globally in February 2015. The Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program consists of 9 modules. The first 3 modules cover the foundations of leadership in the Satya Sai International Organization, starting with the life and teachings of our beloved Bhagwan, an overview of the Satya Sai International Organization, and finally, the structure and function of the different wings of the Satya Sai International Organization. The next 3 modules focuses on spirituality as it relates to leadership based on Bhagwan's Mahavakya, to be, to do, to see, to tell. The last 3 modules cover key skill sets such as loving and effective communication, team dynamics, project management, and meeting the various challenges faced by the youth while nurturing the next generation of leaders. Out of the 9 modules, 6 are offered online, culminating in a 4-day residential course held here in Prashanti Nilayam. The goal of the leadership program is to develop youth leaders who will disseminate Bhagwan's message, render service to society, and also lead a rejuvenation of human values throughout the world. To this end, all graduates are required to complete a special project within the Satya Sai International Organization and their local communities, utilizing the tools and techniques they have learnt during the course. Last year, all the graduates committed to a project to serve in the international organization, which has seen some outstanding achievements. Many of the youth have gone on to take up positions within the organization at zonal, national, and regional level, and some are now also actively involved in various international committees. The next speaker will be sharing with you highlights of her journey on the program as a graduate of the 2015 class. This year, 200 youth from 49 countries have participated in the program, adding to the total of 250 youth globally who have gone on to complete this program since 2015. Developing an international program has brought together a diverse group of experienced, highly skilled and dedicated individuals for resource planning and delivery, subject matter experts in communication, leadership skills development, community service, and Satya Sai organization operations have collaborated for the past 3 years to prepare the 9-module content. The core team also includes few members from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning who have lovingly contributed to the modules. The committee was also expanded this year to include 8 graduates of the 2015 class. This program has blessed me with a unique opportunity to experience firsthand the power of unity, which is the key to success. It is said it takes a village to raise a child. However, the graduates of the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program are supremely blessed to have been supported by the entire Satya Sai International organization. To develop and implement this program, we have received an outpouring of love, support and encouragement from Dr. Narendranath Reddy, the Chairman of the Prashanti Council, from members of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, members of the Prashanti Council, the Events Committee, the Hospitality Committee, the Media and IT Committee, from our Zonal Chairs, and from members of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. My fellow youth, know that our elders are always ready to serve and support. This is truly a grace from our beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, please know your love, support and guidance has been a valuable part to the success of this truly unique program and has enabled us to grow and be ready to take Bhagwan's message forward. We are counting on you for your continuous support, encouragement and love. I stand here to congratulate the 200 youth from the 49 countries across the 11 international zones and India who have successfully completed this program. The candidates soon to become graduates have all shown tremendous leadership, initiative and enthusiasm. I salute your determination to drive forward Bhagwan's message. This leadership program has equipped you with the skills and knowledge required for effective self and organizational leadership, which I hope will add to the continuous growth and effective functioning of the Satya Sai International Organization. Ultimately, we hope this program has inspired you to strive to live by Sai's teachings in your daily life and to enthusiastically consider all work as his work and carry out your tasks to the best of your abilities. Swami has lovingly said, "The future of the nation depends on the skill and sincerity of the youth. Therefore, the necessary enthusiasm and encouragement must be generated among the youth. All my hopes are based on the students, the youth. They are very dear to me. With this spirit, I wish the candidates my heartfelt congratulations. On the eve of the historic Satya Sai World Youth Festival, let us honor our sacred duty to serve society and the nation with love and compassion and realize that we are the leaders of today. Let us unite and be the torchbearers of this most sacred organization. Let us not forget that it's with the divine grace of our beloved Bhagwan that we are all gathered here today. Let us utilize every second to serve him and spread his message through our actions. I pray that our beloved Bhagwan to continue his shower, his love and blessings on you all to lead this sacred organization forward and guide us in this important task of understanding his divine teachings and live as Satya Sai ideal youth. Jai Sai Ram."
querido padre y madre, ofrezco mis palabras a tus divinos pies de loto. My dear father and mother, I offer my words to your divine lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, on Saidan. It is a great honor and a profound blessing to be here today at our home, surrounded by brothers and sisters from all over the world, united by a strong bond of love to our beloved Swami. More than 2 years ago, I prayed to our Lord, Swami, please, I want to study something that helps me to grow spiritually and gets me closer and more connected with you within my heart. Months passed, I searched and searched, but nothing seemed to satisfy my heart's longing, until I received a call from the National Youth Coordinator of my country, telling me about an international youth leadership program. As she spoke, a beautiful feeling of love bloomed inside me. Yes, of course, I would do it, I answered. On January the 9th, 2015, I got an email informing that I had been selected for the program. It stated, the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program is a unique opportunity to nurture the leadership qualities inherent within you through a structured program helping you to discover your true potential. I thanked Swami again and again for that gift, filling me with joy in every breath. Shortly thereafter, we started with the modules. The material was sent to us a few days before the online sessions, and I read it in the blink of an eye. In each class, my knowledge was expanding, while my love, gratitude, and connection with Swami was growing. In November 2015, more than 50 youth leaders from all the corners of the world met in Prashanti Nilayam to take part in the residential modules of the Youth Leadership Program at the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. A video was projected on the screens in the room, in which it was said that we should not think we were there by chance, but chosen by Bhagavan himself. I think there are no words to describe the emotion I felt at that moment. I'm sure the same thing happened to all my wonderful and amazing classmates. As days passed by, I discovered the real importance of character as an essential factor to become an effective leader. I learned a lot of dynamics, techniques, and tools to carry out projects, resolve conflict, and lovingly communicate with others. I realize that we can always improve by at least 1% any activity we do. I felt more inspired and motivated to daily put into practice Satya Sai Baba's teachings. I apprehended more things about the SSIO, and I was aware of this golden opportunity of serving in the organization that bear his name. I also ascertained that youth, regardless of our country, culture, or religion, have the same challenges relating to how to balance family life, work, and spiritual path. How to make good decisions, choosing good companies, be open to receiving guidance and advice of our parents and elders. During that week, I had an opportunity to apply what I learned at the course. My mother fell ill from the moment we arrived. I used to lie down beside her and cursed her while I asked Swami to take care of her in my absence, as she had always taken care of me. As her illness became worse, we took her to the hospital, on November 23rd. Sitting beside my mother in the hospital, I began to hear the music coming from the cycle van halt. I remembered a request that I made to Vagabond on my previous trip. I asked him for the chance to be present on his birthday in his ashram. I was excited by this memory and said, "Swami, you have granted my wish to be here in Prashanti Nilayam on your birthday, and thought I'm neither in the mandir nor I have even taken part of the celebration. I am blessed to accompany my mom on this important day for all of us." My mother gradually improved, and the last day of the World Conference, she could attend my graduation from the Youth Leadership Program at the University Auditorium. She was happy and proud of me. I deeply, deeply thank Swami for having taken care of her, healed her, and chosen her as my mother. Soon after, a new stage for all youth who participated in the Youth Leadership Program would begin. Now, it was time to elaborate projects in which we would take into action all this knowledge, learning, and experiences that had impacted deeply our hearts. We could choose to work at a zonal level or relate it to an international committee of the Satya Sai organization. Thus, emerged different and innovative ideas, all inspired by the guidance of Swami. For example, the union of youth through music and songs based on human values, the creation of a pilot for coaching and training to promote self-leadership to 108 youth, a plan to educate 3 children about the harm of drug, alcohol, and tobacco, and how to deal with such negative influences, establish a library that records and shares the experiences of senior devotees with Swami, producing inspiring and motivating videos focused on spreading a message of human values and character building, among others. And as my project is linked to social media, I was invited to be part of the SSIO Public Outreach Committee. Thanks to the different team that I collaborated with in recent months, all the preparation for the World Youth Festival, the brothers and sisters who have appeared in my life, my sadhana has been deepened and thus not even past an hour of the day in which I stop thinking about Swami or of speaking with him. If we take every task that we are embarking upon as a gift for God, and we completely surrender to his will with faith, patience, and confidence, if we invoke him strongly and soak in his presence, if we are his instruments, our lives will be filled with love and bliss. Swami's love is infinite, perfect, permanent. He's always with us, in us, around us, above us, below us. Hence, let's live according to his teachings. Let's show our availability, and he will give us the ability. Let's become examples of his sweetness and compassion. Let's walk together along this path, giving love and service to all beings. Let's be his message. Finally, never forget to tell Swami that we love him. Let's say it from the deepest of our hearts, because true love always comforts, heals, and fills us with bliss. Swami, as I say to you since I was a child, I love you and I will always love you beyond the rainbow. Swami, como te digo desde niña, te amo y siempre te amaré más allá del arco iris. Jai Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, respected elders, brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram, thank you, Brother Devyesh, for that comprehensive overview of the Sathya Sai International Youth Leadership Program. And thank you, Sister Saline, for that heartfelt, sweet inspiration. Our next program is a special musical offering titled Sevaks to Nayaks, Servants to Leaders, by the Sathya Sai International Youth, representing over 50 countries. This musical offering captures the journey of a Sai youth. It is said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one small step. For a Sai youth, that first step is inspired by the love and light of Sai. As the youth marches forward through the various vicissitudes of life, they begin to understand and realize the dire need for messengers of love to bring forth peace in this world. The youth firmly believe that it is only by practicing Sathya Sai teachings this peace is possible. The Sai youth then renew their promise to their dearest, sweetest Lord that they will not rest till Sathya Sai's message is shared with all citizens of this world. A momentous journey indeed. The musical offering will be followed by the conferment of certificates to the graduates of the Sathya Sai International Youth Leadership Program. And now we begin an offering of love and gratitude at the Divine Lotus Feet, Sevaks to Nayaks.
The Lord is prepared to talk to you for any length of time. However,
unnecessary matter nenu maatadu,
but he will never talk unnecessary.
Nirupayogamaina matalu nenu maatadu,
he will never use.
Evarikaina upayogamaina matalu ennaina maatadtaru.
In fact, if they are useful to you, Bhagavan will talk to you.
Kanukane meeru chaala pavitramaina jeevithani gadapavalsina varu.
You have to lead a sacred life.
Satya Sai samastam lopala,
in such an organization,
mundu meere deeni baadhyatanta vahinchavalsina varu.
You are to take the responsibilities in such a organization.
Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program empowers the future youth leaders of the Satya Sai International Organization. Through leadership based on the teachings of Sri Satya Sai Baba, consisting of 9 modules, 6 of them that are online, and 3 that are taking place in the prestigious Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The graduates have gained a deeper understanding of Baba's life and message on how to serve the organization by developing skills to take the Satya Sai mission forward. Understanding the organizational structure and its various activities and projects, unifying youth around the world through harmonious organizational leadership by creating awareness of self-leadership and its relevance to youth leaders. SSI YLP is developing Satya Sai youth leaders who are exemplars of Bhagavan's teaching.
This journey, which started on the 27th of February, has seen you complete 6 online modules. You started your journey with Swami and his work and his mission.
But what touches me is that today we see so many youngsters like you. When you are working in Swami's mission, you think you are having a training for something, or you have the equipment to do a particular task, but Swami will give you an assignment which has got nothing to do with your background.
Would have had ample opportunities to acquire such deservedness to lead.
Shri Sai Ram, offering our loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, respected elders and dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all. Just as one of the great poets of this noble land wrote, "At the immortal touch of thy hands, my little heart loses its limits in joy and gives birth to utterance ineffable." We, the children of Sai, are gathered here at his feet to sing our hearts out in joy. We are here at the end of a journey that we started upon at various points in our lives, a journey that often began with a cry for help, with a quest, with a chance glimmer upon hope eternal, with a promise so alluring that nothing compares to it. for the Lord, who is the very basis of our existence, what can we offer? What can the oyster offer the sea, but the very pearl of its being? What can the lark offer the wide blue sky, but the song of its soul? O dear Lord, all we have is a humble offering of our love.
A master's touch is a miracle on its own. Swami, you enter our lives like dawn invading the darkness of night. From being aimless youngsters, floundering in life, trying to find our feet, we become happy people who have found a reason to rejoice. The more we are in harmony with you, the more our hearts grow in joy abound. It is not long before that your love and joy overflows our beings and warmly engulfs everyone we come across. Soon, from fledglings unsure about their way, we, your children, become friends, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters who are looked up to. In following your message, you make leaders out of us every day. As you have repeated intoned, we shall follow you, our master, face the devil, fight till the end, and finish the game victorious.
जगाएंगे मंजिल पाएंगे हमारे दिल में प्रेम बढ़ाएंगे विश्वास जगाएंगे मंजिल पाएंगे से सबको मिलेंगे एक मुस्कान से बात करेंगे प्रेम और खुशी से सबको मिलेंगे एक मुस्कान से बात करेंगे तुम जग को है बनाया तुम सब में हो समाया हर पल तुमने हमको सत्य और धर्म के राह पे चलेंगे हम मन में शांति भाव को बसाएंगे हम प्रेम बढ़ाएंगे विश्वास जगाएंगे मंजिल पाएंगे हमारे
every trip to Prashanti, I would carry with me a letter I write to Swami. And every trip, as I sit here in the darshan lines, as you sweetly walk up the path, I have had the great good fortune of looking into your smiling eyes and offering my precious letter. O Swami, on this trip too, I have a letter for you. Dearest Swami, our most loving pranams are thy divine lotus feet. Thank you for showing us your children, your presence every day of our lives. We see you in the white clouds that fill our blue skies. We feel your warmth in the morning sun. We hear your laughter in the rustling leaves in every breeze. We revel in your approval in every good deed we undertake. Every discourse we now read, we can feel you sit by our side and speak to us your sweet words. Every word crafted for us, your legacy. Swami, bless us so that we may be your message in every sense. Pray we never cease to strive for perfection, perfection that transforms each one of us into the miracle of a visiting card that you leave for all the people of the world, your loving child.
As I walked into the SSC Balvikas class for the children at my Sai Center, I found 8 bright and expectant younger brothers and sisters seated in a semicircle, eager to begin the discussion. As I sat there, reading from Bhagavan's discourse the various points, I saw writ on the faces of the youth unasked anxious questions. When asked, they opened up to explain that they are surrounded by challenges aplenty. From the pressures of the peers to the demands of the schools and colleges, from the mocking eyes of the friends and relatives to the urge to feel welcomed and loved, how in the midst of all these challenges are they to seek spiritual progress? It was not a problem just for the youngsters. It is the same for all of us, the youth. Like a sailor on stormy seas, we are torn asunder in the unforgiving sea of challenges. But the only sign of the golden horizon, the only anchor that we would ever need, are the precious words of our beloved Bhagavan. Harder it appears in the light of all our problems to follow them, no doubt. But that is our only hope, the right panacea for all our travails. Swami, bless us, your warriors, to overcome any obstacle in living your message, in being the bearers of your light in this troubled world. Bestow upon us the courage and determination to put every teaching of yours into practice.
Shine. let it show, let it go. I am the joy and the laughter of the children. Let it shine. I am the wisdom of the saints and the sages. Let it shine. I am Sai. The spirit in the whole of creation, let it shine.
I am the one in the heart of all, let it shine.
I am God, let it shine, let it shine. I am God, let it shine, let it shine. I'm gonna let the love in me shine, and it's gonna make the love in you shine. I'm gonna let the love in me shine, gonna make the love in you shine. I'm gonna let the love in me shine, it's gonna make the love in you shine.
Shine, shine.
I am the love. Let it shine, let it shine. I am God. Let it shine, let it shine. I am God. Let it shine, let it shine. I am God. Let it shine, let it shine.
On every occasion we gathered at his lotus feet, our dearest Bhagwan would give himself away to us, holding back nothing. Even when we left plenty of room for improvement in our characters, he would praise us to the skies and favor us above all else. Even as we basked in that torrential downpour of his love, we have often wondered if we could ever live up to that wave of love. His belief in us as leaders one day was complete and astounding. Now, as we stand before him as graduates of his leadership program, every cell in our body hums with an eagerness to do more in his name. We cannot rest until we carry his message of love and service to every corner of the world. We ache to fashion out ourselves beacons of hope that will stand tall upon distant shores guiding lost ships. In every thought, word, and deed, we will strive to resonate with our Lord and Master, for it is in following Him that we are the true leaders of the day.
Baba Sai Baba.
दशरथ नंदन राम साई दया सागर
जय जय का
यीशु पिता की जय जय का
Shyamala Komala Krishna Murari.
Shyamala Komala Krishna Murari.
Shyamala Komala Krishna Murari.
Shyamala Komala Krishna Murari.
ఘనశ్యామణ మేఘ శ్యామణ కోమళ కృష్ణ మురారి శ్యామణ కోమళ కృష్ణ మురారి
Oh, my God.
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी।